Now, time for a visit with Doug Roberts. Doug has been on this program before. He wrote a book about, I'm trying to remember, Doug, was it a year ago, 2 years ago? When did you have that last book that we talked about?
Actually, the book actually just came out right now.
You had a book before that we talked about. It seemed
actually, I was in that book, Doug. That was a book called Shadow Divers.
Ah.
That I was actually a participant in an expedition then.
I got it. Okay. So the book that we're focused on now that you all ought to get is called Follow the Fed to Investment Success. And look at this. The foreword is by Hillary Kramer. Can you imagine? Who beat both of you guys to this particular spot because she had a relationship with a host. And that's something we've all chuckled about as we go into the future. And I must say, I have not the same kind of relationship with either of you two guys.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. So Hillary is, if she's in on this, then it must be something of interest and import. But your whole philosophy, Doug, has been to follow the Fed. When you say that, let's explain quickly what the Fed is and why you say you want to make money, follow the Fed.
Well, actually, the Fed is actually the biggest central bank in the United States. Just think of your local bank that really you can't operate your business, you can't buy a home without money and credit from your local bank. Well, think about this. This is the bank to all banks. So this is the big bank that kind of controls everything in the United States and actually worldwide. And they determine how easily money is available, how easy you can make loans in this country, and also it has a major effect worldwide. So they are the 900-pound gorilla in the room. And what we found is when their monetary policy is loose, and we define loose as when negative real interest rates or positive real interest rates, that is interest rates adjusted for the rate of inflation, we find that benefits either that when money is loose, it benefits small companies. When money is tight, only large companies like GE, the really big ones, can borrow. And, basically, if you can get money, your companies are more likely to grow and perform better in the stock market. So when money is loose, you want to be in small stocks, and when money is tight, you want to be in large stocks, such as those in the S&P 500. And this allows you to outperform the S&P 500 by as much as 3% a year over time, which is quite unusual since, I think George can concur with this, you're talking 80 to 90% of money managers and mutual funds don't outperform the S&P over an extended period of time. So you're ahead of the game. You're beating Wall Street.
Yeah, Doug makes a great point. I mean, people are comfortable with mutual funds, but after you take out the fees, which can be anywhere from 2 to 3%, most portfolio managers do not equal or exceed the S&P 500. It's about 85%, Doug, if I'm not mistaken, that do not beat the market averages.
Absolutely.
And, right. So, your strategy is certainly one where you tend to take longer term, if you will, bets, if you will. So in this environment, Doug, where the Fed has been consistently dropping these interest rates now the last 6-7 months, would you say that this does favor small cap names right now or smaller companies?
We're starting to transition into small cap names. It doesn't happen immediately, but unless Ben Bernanke raises rates, which I don't think in this environment with the housing crisis and the credit crisis is an option, sooner or later we're going to start to have small caps start to rally. It's just been a historical fact that that's what happens.
And maybe for the point for our listeners is maybe we should define what is a small cap stock, because sometimes we have floating definitions there.
Small cap is anything really with $1 billion or $2 billion market cap in terms of below. So it's something out there that maybe is not recognized. The easiest way we find to take advantage of this is investing in a small cap index fund. You can do one that tracks the S&P 600 or the S&P, the Russell 2000. And, it has smaller cap names, which perhaps you've never heard of, but which benefit tremendously under this type of an environment. And usually index funds that invest in this, you don't necessarily need to use index funds, but as we mentioned, most money managers don't beat the S&P. They don't beat the averages. Your fees on that, as opposed to the 2% that George was mentioning, is anywhere from, a tenth of a percent to a half a percent. So you end up saving a lot of money and you get better performance.
Mm-hmm. Doug, how should people read what the Fed says? You know, Chairman Bernanke talks about once a month to Congress and kind of gives it his own State of the Union, but people always talk about Fed speak, if you will. He's very, very cautious with every word. How do you read, you know, how would you recommend that our listeners listen to the Fed?
I think what you really got to do is not so much listen, but watch the Fed. You know, avoid the noise and listen to the news. Essentially, you want to look at what the Fed does, not necessarily what they say, because oftentimes what they say, as you mentioned, is very, very different from what they actually do. We have a fair amount of bonus material for the book, actually, at our website, specifically for the book called FollowTheFedTheBook.com, that talks about this. But what you really need to do is you need to watch what they do, how they affect the numbers. Specifically short-term borrowing costs, as indicated by Treasury rates, which you can get in the Wall Street Journal, any of the major news services, and look at the rate of inflation. Those are the two key variables that you have to really be worried about. Aside from that, you know, what the Fed says one day, that's short-term reaction. And if you do that, you're liable to drive yourself crazy. You've got to be looking at the big picture. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be so focused on the trees, you're not going to see the entire forest.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting material here. Doug Roberts is the founder and chief investment strategist of the Channel Capital Research Institute, which you can find online at channelcapitalresearch.com. He's a contributor to AOL's Money and Finance section and is frequently called upon by the media as an expert on the Federal Reserve Bank, as George Jarrett is frequently called on by the media to talk about investment strategies. These two are here for you to gain insight into what's going on in the world of investing, where the real money and power is, and how you can get on board, how your thinking perhaps needs to change. Doug Roberts and George Jarrett along with us on the Good Day Wealth segment at 16 before the hour.
In this neck of the woods, the summer's a scorcher.
It's hot.
And the mosquitoes are mean.
Ow!
This summer, get the sunblock that also blocks the bites. Bullfrog Mosquito Coast, sunblock and repellent in one. The SPF 30 protects against UVA and UVB rays, while the deep free repellent protects against bites up to 8 hours and no chemical smell. Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Block the burn and the bite. Find in the sun care aisle. Use as directed.
Bullfrog.
Are you looking to buy a cell phone from Mom or Dad? You'll probably want to get them something that's both reliable and easy to use. And Verizon Wireless has the perfect phone. It's called the Coop. And it's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. And since it's backed by the Good Housekeeping seal and Verizon Wireless, you know it's reliable. The Coop from Verizon Wireless. It's everything they need and nothing they don't. To learn more, call today, 1-800-JOIN-IN, or visit a Verizon Wireless store near you.
It seems there's no stopping bugs and the unseen germs they may carry from invading your home. Until now. New Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer has a unique dual-action liquid formula that kills up to twice as many pests, plus reduces 99.9% of the germs pests may leave behind. One application keeps new bugs out for up to 12 months. Always read and follow label directions. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer. Better science, better results.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code TODAY to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When peanuts are kettle roasted, they're extra crunchy, like Planters kettle roasted peanuts. Here to explain, kettle expert Kilgore the Ogre.
First, you get kettle ready. Hey, where am I crunching nut kettle?
It's right here.
Meshek Village.
No, it's over here. Here's the creature. He's right here. I guess it's all about the kettle roasting. Extra crunchy kettle roasted peanuts. New from Planters.
Mmm.
Planters. Instinctively good.
Hi, Mom.
What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coupe from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need.
Great. But what's with 4 zillion people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coupe, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Exclusively from America's most reliable wireless network, Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today.
The Good Day Weekend program, Good Day Wealth is the focus. Later on in the program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be here with a way to get to the core of all your medical questions and problems. Right now, George Jarrett and I are talking. Actually, I'm letting George do this because I think he is far better at asking questions about this insight that comes from the book that Doug Roberts has written, Follow the Fed to Investment Success. George, I'll go back to you and go back to, therefore, Doug. How is it, when you look at this sort of a book, how do you as an investor see this sort of, so many different angles, how do you see this as a process, using the Fed to make money?
Well, I think Doug brings up a very good point in his book, is that, you know, the Fed basically acts as the cash register. They can open it or they can shut it. They can make money easy to come by or they can make money tough to come by. And of course, as the economy rolls and flows, people have to have access to credit, and businesses in particular, especially young emerging businesses, if they can access credit at lower prices or lower interest rates, it basically allows them to expand quickly. It allows them to develop their businesses in a somewhat faster fashion. Doug, when you wrote this book, which was about a year ago or so,
yeah,
this was before the entire mess that we experienced here in the U.S. in the first half of this year and in the latter part of 2007. How would you rate the Fed's actions here in the last 6 to 9 months in terms of Bear Stearns and opening that window, which maybe you want to explain how that went from 24 hours to 28 days?
Well, essentially, the Fed, the interesting thing about the system is it, you know, kind of called this pretty well, is actually it had you shifted into large caps, stocks of safer stocks, actually, in the fall of 2006, so that by the time the crisis came around, really in May of last year, you'd have been out of smaller cap stocks into the larger, more secure ones, which would have been less hit by this credit crisis. Essentially, you know, what the Fed did, as I think their actions were, you know, Bernanke had a credibility problem initially. He was hesitant. Mm-hmm. He was a new Fed chairman. He was hesitant to kind of ease liquidity and lower rates, and as you pointed out, open up the, you know, lending windows, because he didn't want to be seen as catering to Wall Street.
So is this his fault, and does he have too much power, Doug Roberts?
No, and I wouldn't say that. I'd say you have to remember, the Fed can only ease recessions. They can't prevent them. They can kind of give you a nice little cushion that, you know, makes it easier to bear, but these are the workings of the market. And in essence, really, the Fed can't do too much about it. They can just basically make it a smoother ride, but they can't change the direction in which the car is going. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big misconceptions about the Federal Reserve, is it is a central bank. It is not a global financial savior. You need other areas of government, such as the legislative and executive branches, the president and Congress doing their job. You can't kind of dump everything
so
on the
So are
Fed.
They?
I'd say right now they're starting to, but reluctantly. Mm-hmm. They were more behind the eight ball, but given that this is an election year, you're right now starting to see a new interest in bipartisanship, since as voters approach the election, you know, the election in the fall, and their views of president and the Congress are at all-time lows, that's not a recipe for getting reelected. So right now you're starting to see, with the stimulus checks are sitting out, some forward movement with Congress,
right,
but there needs to be a lot more.
Doug Roberts is here.
Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced All-in-One Lawn Weed and Crabgrass Killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call Geico, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call Geico, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
So the other day, I'm driving my Chevy, and I see this guy with two bumper stickers. One read E equals MC squared. The other said, keep it simple, stupid. Seeing those two together helped me really appreciate how my Chevy lets me know when it's the right time and the wrong time for service. Most newer Chevys, like mine, have an oil life monitor that tells me when it's time for a change. With OnStar, I can subscribe and get a diagnostic report via email. And I always check my owner's manual for a complete maintenance schedule. And when it's the right time for me, I choose the Chevy experts down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I got an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. These guys know more about my Chevy than anyone, and for me, that's the best deal of all.
See your Chevy Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com. Diagnostic capabilities vary by model. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Goodwrench and go. We're keeping it simple.
Couple of nickels and dimes. People say, well, I can't afford to do that. I spend all my money this past week on food and groceries. You could put away $4 or $5 a week. Some people do it with as little as that. $30, $40 a month, $100 a month, and invest. Follow it and watch it grow. It does take some attention, although Doug Roberts' strategy may not take as much time as some. The book is called Follow the Fed to Investment Success, available at all the big bull. There we go. All the big bull stores, sure. All the big book stores. No bull here. It's all fact and... Although, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of bulls and bears, actually, and how the people that actually go into these into the sections of the bookstore, they don't know what a bull is. They don't know what a bear is oftentimes. It's really pretty interesting, I think, how the jargon gets lost. And speaking of that, there's a lot of help in understanding the jargon. How to... Besides going into the regular bookstores to find this, there's a website, Doug Roberts, that people can go to and get a little extra information if they order the book, right?
That's correct. It's called followthefedthebook.com. That's followthefedthebook.com. And you can actually order the book from the site. It shows you some of the major Wall Street figures that have endorsed this and also gives you a lot of bonus material and some additional information that... acts as a companion piece to the book. Also shows you, once you've read the book, gives you some tools to show you how to switch between small and large stocks, which, as we say, the easiest way to do it, although you can pick individual stocks, is to really to use low-cost mutual funds, something like a Vanguard or an exchange-traded fund. And, you know, it's easy to get, again, at followthefedthebook.com.
Followthefedthebook.com.
The biggest thing to remember about my strategy, I think we were mentioning it before, Doug, between you, the three of us, is most people, you know, don't really want to spend a lot of time, you know, although they may get returns and some of them are good, they don't want to spend a lot of time focusing on their portfolio. They want, you know, they have their jobs, their family, you know, their fun activities, and they really don't want to be spending their weekends or their retirement over a computer screen or over a series of stock balance sheets. This is pretty easy since you only have to make a trade every 2 to 3 years, and it only takes you a couple of minutes each month to do your calculations, and then that won't interfere with your tee time on the golf course or, you know, going to a picnic or a dinner with family. So it, I guess probably the key thing that Randy Forsyth at Barron's said is this is great for investors who actually have a job, a family, and interests. In other words, a life. It allows them to enjoy life. Because you have to remember, that's really the purpose of investing, is to allow you to build a nest egg over time that allows you to enjoy your life.
Enjoying your life, but it's always better. My father used to say, and my father enjoyed life. He said, "I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thank you." So,
a wise man he was.
Yeah,
right.
There was also the other saying about that is, money can't buy happiness, but you can park your yacht right next to it.
Right. Can't buy you love either. However, there's some nice accompaniment that goes along with it sometimes. All right, so how do we wrap this up, gentlemen, in terms of getting the correct spin on this strategy, Doug and or George?
I guess probably the key thing to remember, and what I found, is you have to look at the big picture. You can pick stocks, and that's important, but the biggest thing is to be in the right types of stocks. It's like picking a house. Before you go and buy your home, you want to make sure it's in the right neighborhood. You pick the neighborhood first before you pick the house. And really, it's actually oftentimes the neighborhood that determines the value of your house more so than the specific house yourself. I guess my grandmother always said, you want to have the lowest price, maybe the smallest house in the best neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the same thing here with stocks. You want to, your odds of success will increase if you're in the right neighborhood of stocks, being small or large, no matter what stocks you pick. And that's really what I found through history, through testing. And we've gone back to before the crash of 1929, close to 80 years, and we found that this is a proven technique. But again, it's something that doesn't require a ton of effort, but you have to be patient over time.
Patience is a virtue. Go ahead, George.
I was just going to say, I think Doug is absolutely correct. I would read his book with a great deal of interest, because I think that people do have to pick the long-term trends. And what's really, really important, Doug, is I think that we spotted one back in March when we saw the Dow bottom out at that 11,600 level. We were at the worst of news in terms of Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers and all that. But remember, markets are always looking forward. And I think that the environment for growth stocks is now positioned in a very good way. So Americans, our investors ought to be looking for good growth stocks.
All right, there you go, ladies.